Matty Carver in the hot seat fill-in for Big Jimmy today. Mads, thanks for sticking around. But I just do need to warn you that things could get heated. Things could get very heated on the show right now because we're asking a very huge question. Before I get to that huge question, Grace, Mads, yesterday an argument started in our Jimmy and A show meeting. It was actually started, believe it or not, by our boss man, Sweet Chili Philly. He started it, and then the fire was absolutely stoked by producer Grace, much like most arguments that occur. The argument was over two of the world's favourite people. It's a huge question, and the argument, well, the question is, who is the better Hugh? Is it Hugh Grant or is it Hugh Jackman?
And the obvious answer is Hugh Grant.
No, it's not, because the obvious answer to this question is Hugh Jackman, and the only thing you need to know to back this up is listen to this. So tell me, do you want to go? That's all you need. Listen to it. He's a triple threat. He can sing, he can dance, he can act. Let's make it a quadruple threat. He's from Australia. He's an Aussie. Wolverine. He can be a villain. He can be aggressive, but he can also be gentle. You know what I mean? He can be.
Okay, cute. Other than Wolverine and The Greatest Showman, name another movie Hugh Grant's in. Okay. I mean, Hugh Jackman.
Eddie and the Eagle, that one.
What?
What's it called? I forgot. Eddie the Eagle. Eddie the Eagle.
I don't know that one.
You know that one? Les Mis.
Yeah, I mean, he's in Les Mis. I do enjoy him in Les Mis. Look, I don't dislike Hugh Jackman. Big fan of Hugh Jackman, but Hugh Grant gets my top Hugh. He was dancing to this in Love Actually.
Oh, is that why? Yeah. You couldn't find any audio?
I couldn't, unfortunately. He's not a singer, but that's fine because he doesn't need to be because, I mean, look at the way his hair falls over his forehead. It's delightful. He's in a new show on Binge at the moment, The Undoing with Nicole Kidman. Fantastic if you want to watch something this weekend.
Mads, step in here, mate, before we rip each other apart.
Where
are you sitting on the debate with the Hughes? Hugh Grant or Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking hell. It's Hugh Jackman, right. Isn't it? He's a triple threat.
Oh, yeah. And after The Greatest Showman, you can't beat that.
He's absolutely unreal. The Greatest Showman, X-Men, Wolverine, Eddie the Eagle, which I haven't seen, but I'm sure it's a great movie.
It's great. I've seen it four times.
See? There you go.
But Love Actually, Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Pretty much all the same movie.
No, they're not all the same movie. Paddington 2.
Yeah, what's that about? A bear who falls in love? Probably. It's same as everything else that he's in. Notting Hill, Love Actually, Four Weddings.
And a funeral.
Bridget Jones.
Yep.
They're all exactly the same.
No, because in Bridget Jones, he's a bit mean. And in the others, he's not mean.
Mate, as our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, says, Hugh Grant, one character. That's all he has.
But how lovable is that one character?
Yeah, but it's also tiresome.
No, it's not. I just have a big crush on him.
He's like a beige wall. You know what I mean?
How dare you? I have not slandered Hugh Jackman. You are not to slander Hugh Grant on this show.
You've slandered Hugh Jackman by not calling him the best Hugh.
I like Hugh Jackman. He's just not the best Hugh.
He's the best Hugh. All right. 131060. Hobart, we need your help. Jump on the phones right now. All we need you to do is tell us who is the better Hugh. Hugh Grant or Hugh Jackman? 131060, Hugh Grant or Hugh Jackman, who do you like more? Obviously, I and Maddie are on the Hugh Jackman team. So tell me, do you wanna go? It's a no-brainer. The Greatest Showman, Les Mis, Wolverine, X-Men, Eddie the Eagle. He's Australian.
I do like Hugh Jackman. He's a great man and he's a great performer.
But there's someone you prefer.
I just have the world's biggest soft spot for Hugh Grant.
Just letting everybody know, he did not sing this song because he cannot sing. Just think of that before you answer.
Can he dance?
Yes. Have you seen Love Actually?
Can he dance? Aww. He dances like a dad.
Yeah, he does.
It's a daggy dance, mate. All he can do is act. And he can't really act because it's the same one. It's the same
but
character.
But he's very handsome, isn't
he? No, it's not. All right. Now, we've got heaps of people who are very passionate about this. Now, let's go to the Instagram poll first and find out what the results are because, Mads, I'm going to make you in charge of keeping score. Normally, I'd put Grace in charge of keeping score, but if you want me to be completely honest, I just don't trust her.
I'm ready.
I purely do not trust her. All right. Do you want the results of the poll first,
Grace? I'd like the results of the poll, please.
Okay. The poll we put on our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath, Hugh Jackman or Hugh Grant, who is the superior Hugh? 78%.
Say Hugh Grant.
Hugh Jackman. 78% of people have said Hugh Jackman. 450 votes for Hugh Jackman. And then 99 for
Hugh Grant.
So
people still love Hugh Grant.
Yeah, just a lot more like Hugh Jackman. Yeah. So you can put a stroke on Hugh Jackman for that one, Matt.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Tam from Claremont. Hi, Tam. How are you?
Hi, well, guys. How are you?
We're going all right, Tam. Where do you sit on the huge debate? Hugh Jackman or Hugh Grant?
Oh, Jackman, 110%.
That's
all
the way. My girl, Tam. Good stuff. Yeah. What's your favourite Hugh Jackman movie, Tam?
I'd have to say Les Mis.
Yeah,
I do. Look, I do like Les Mis.
Yeah, but not as much as Love, actually. And what do you think about Hugh Grant having one character, Tam?
Totally agree with that, too. I do like him, Grace, but, yeah, one character.
Yeah, a bit boring.
He has at least two.
Oh, is that Hugh Grant on the truck? All right, Renee from Glenorchy. Hey, Renee, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
We're going all right, Renee. Hugh Jackman, Hugh Grant, where do you sit?
Hugh Grant.
Yes, Renee. Oh. You are in my corner. Thank you so much.
Hugh Grant. Renee, don't you think he's kind of the same in every movie?
He's boring.
He is, but his accent gets me every time.
Renee. All right. Hugh Jackman does a really good English accent. If Hugh Jackman could do a really cute accent, would you like him more?
No.
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 Yeah.
All right. Okay, there you go. Put one down for Hugh Grant. Brooke from Kingston. Hey, Brooke, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks.
Brooke, where do you sit on this huge debate? Hugh Grant, Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Brookie! Brooke, have you got a favourite?
Look, anything he's in, have you seen him? He's just the whole package.
Oh, he's a good-looking rooster, isn't he?
He is. Gets better with age as well.
Yeah, rippled abs as well. I'll tell you what, are you jealous of Deborah Lee Furness, his wife, Brooke?
Oh, maybe a little.
Yeah, I'm jealous of Deborah Lee Furness. Thank you, Brooke. All right, we've got two more. Just quick before we go to Jenny, score update. How are we looking, Mads?
In total, Jackman 5 and Grant 2.
Mm. Yeah, look, but
I'm not going to say you can't win, but you can't win.
No, I could win. I could win.
Jenny from Hobart. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're going all right, Jenny. Hugh Jackman or Hugh Grant, where do you sit?
Are we even having this debate? Hugh Jackman, all the way.
Yes, Jenny! Jenny, have you got a favourite movie or a favourite thing that he does, or you just like to look at him?
He just looks pretty good, and he's an A-grade actor, whereas the other Hugh, well, he doesn't even rate.
He doesn't rate?
Yeah, agreed. He's in some of the best rom-coms of all time. Have you seen Notting Hill, Jenny?
Yeah, I've seen him all. He's boring.
Yeah, he's boring, isn't he? He's like a beige wall, a beige feature wall, don't you reckon, Jenny?
Yeah, I love that analogy.
Yeah, and also, Grace says he's in one of the, like, some of the best romantic films ever. Not because of him.
No, absolutely because of him.
Yeah, because of him, I stopped watching it, probably. All right, thank you, Jenny. All right, we go score update before we go to Claire Mads.
So it is now 6 to Jackman and 2 to Grant.
Yeah, I mean, I could give Claire...
Look, it's quality over quantity, though, isn't it?
Claire's vote could be worth 10, and I still...
Yeah, Claire's actually worth 10.
No, she's not. Claire from Old Beach. Hey, Claire, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Claire, please don't tell me you are on the dark side of this huge debate. Where do you sit, Hugh Jackman or Hugh Grant?
Jackman.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well done, Claire. Have you got a favourite?
Anything that he's in is amazing because he's so much more diverse than that other Grant that can't act.
Yeah. Cannot act at all. Well, you know what, Claire? This is for you. Tam, this is for you. Everyone else who voted for him. Matty Carver, this is for you. Take us out, Huey. So tell me, do you want to go? We do need to address something, Mads, because we just asked on the show, 131060, we settled a huge debate. Who's the better, Hugh Jackman or Hugh Grant? We know, obviously, Hugh Jackman won flying colours. But there was an issue, Mads. There was an issue because when we were talking about Hugh Grant, Grace was like, well, he's not a singer, he's not a dancer, so if you could just play Jump, which is the song that's in Love, actually, that he's known for. And I said, okay, which one would you want me to grab? She said, grab that one, the Van Halen one.
Look, there was 15 seconds before we went on air and I panicked.
But Mads, You got a message from somebody listening along, and what did they say?
I did. So I just checked my Instagram, and he said, sort Grace out and let her know that wasn't the right jump.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. The one-off Love Actually is by Girls Aloud, not Van Halen.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. No, that's
So you're not even a Hugh Grant
fan. No, I can't. You sabotaged me because you didn't tell me you had audio and I didn't know I needed audio.
Not sabotage, mate. If you're passionate, you have it ready. But you know what, Mads, would you agree that a true fan of Hugh Grant knows what songs are on the movies that he's in?
100%. Look, Love Actually isn't my favourite Hugh Grant movie.
See,
I prefer Notting Hill.
You know what I will say? What was the final score with Hugh Jackman v Hugh Grant? It was like
8-2
or something.
7-2.
Yeah. Make it 8-2 because producer Grace isn't a Hugh Grant fan. We've got to come back to this whole jump Hugh Grant situation because once again there's been another update. Now, originally, we were just joining us. We had just asked a huge debate question, Hugh Grant or Hugh Jackman. Grace for Hugh Grant decided to play this song. Because she thought it was the song from Love Actually.
Look, split second decision was the wrong decision, unfortunately.
It is not the song.
No, it's not the song.
Maddie Carver then got a message from a friend of hers listening along saying, can we tell Grace to sort her out? Because that's not the song. In fact, the song, if she is a true Hugh Grant fan from Love Actually, is Girls Aloud. Jump. So we thought we'd put it to bed.
Yeah.
We thought we'd put it to bed, but producer Grace, you wouldn't sit down, would you?
No, I was like, this doesn't sound right either. The actual song is Jump by the Pointer Sisters. This is the correct song from Love Actually.
So this is the Love Actually Hugh Grant song.
That's unlucky.
So if we can go back 25 minutes when Grace is talking about Hugh Grant, this is the song.
The song that should have played.
That
apologies,
should have played
everyone.
By the Pointer Sisters. Not Girls Aloud, not Van Halen. Maddie, you were just surprised how many versions of Jump there were in the system.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Okay, there we go. Are we happy with
we're
that?
We're happy now. Happy we all know that Hugh Grant is the better Hugh.
No.
Anyway,
that's
moving
not
on.
What we know.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.